I'm standing in the middle of Health Portrait Cork at 1:10, and it's extraordinary. Around me, I'm going to describe what I see. I see a reception with about 12 people queuing up to be received in, 2 people behind the counter. I see a table specially for children with a gold tree in the middle, lights coming up for underneath, and angels hanging off the tree with stars. I see all sorts of white, yellow, blue, orange, gold, little cuddly toys on the table. I see a mixture of a Christmas tree in the background. I see cakes here. I see cupcakes, purple. No, they're not purple. They're kind of bluey color. I see chocolate. I see sweets. I can see makeup artists here, mad at work. I see a man here who's going to play music. Can you please play a little music for me for 1 second so we can hear the sound of the music? That's it. They're getting all warmed up because they're going to be live here in a few minutes. Thanks a million. I'm walking over here now, watching right where the makeup artist. I even got a wink from a makeup artist. Would you believe that? Here we go. There are men being made up. It's not all women. There are men being made up here. One of the makeup artists has got a woolly hat on. Absolutely. Another one has boots to walk through snow in on. I see pink makeup bags. I see polka dots. I see people all over the place here. I see volunteers in our corporate colours saying help portrait. No, I'm wandering past here. I'm talking to Dan Morris again. I'm walking past here. I'm going in here into the photographic studio just to tell you that it's all live now. There are people all over the place. I see studios to the right of me, studios to the left of me. I see all sorts of colours. I've been trying to take some photographs, but I can't take photographs, so I've just got a few snaps in the background. I see a woman with an extremely long lens shooting at a woman in the distance. I see a lady sitting down on a fur mat, it's wool mat. And I see children running around here and parents chasing after them. I see a magician here. I see a magician here with hands. I'm going to talk to the magician, actually. Here, magician, do a magic trick on air. You're live on Audio Boo. Okay. You've got an audience. Hey, look, let's pause for a minute. Who are you and what are you doing?
Okay, my name is Ger Carney, and I specialise in close-up magic. Close-up magic is a field of magic that happens inches from the spectator's eyes. So a typical environment for me to perform in would be something like this, where there's just people kind of sitting, waiting around, or a cocktail reception or a wedding or something, and I would just approach each group and do about 10 minutes of magic, and then I'd move on to the next group and do 10 minutes of close-up magic again. So I repeat that process until kind of I work a room or a whole area.
You did me. Yeah. I right in front of my eyes, I was utterly gobsmacked. I mean, I wouldn't trust you 1 inch. You could take my underpants out from under my trousers and I wouldn't know it.
I think you're fairly safe in that respect. So, I mean, yeah, they're pretty good card tricks.
Ah, they're stunning.
Regards to underpants.
Come on, what have you got in this box? Okay. We're going to avoid the underpants question.
Yeah,
okay. I want to know, what have you got in the box? Describe something to me down here. There are magicians all over the world listening to this.
Okay.
What's the kit?
Well, I mean, there's different props that I have here. Mainly I work with everyday objects and familiar objects. So there's nothing really in here that's going to be really looks exactly like a magic prop. There's nothing traditional.
I see a wallet. I see cards.
These are just everyday. These are just everyday wallets, and like I say, I work with everyday items. Like these. These are flyers. So here I have some flyers, and on these flyers, they've just got my website on the face and. Maybe some information about what I do.
Right.
So I tell people to fold these flyers up, keep them in your wallet. When you need a magician, you know, that's when you'd use them. But do not throw them away, because it would be like throwing away money.
Oh my goodness.
And there you go.
I now have 10 euro notes in front of my eyes. How many?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, look, you could work for the Irish Treasury.
I'm
have
sure
you tried
I could.
To save no, the financial dude. System? He's just actually produced 5 10 euro notes or 4, I can't even tell actually, to be honest. My God, how did you get into this magician work?
Oh, when I was a kid, I knew exactly what I wanted. I always wanted to be a magician. The problem I had really when I was young was finding magic tricks or as such. So I remember whenever we went on holidays, I used to collect magic tricks. This, for some reason, in tourist destinations, it was always easier to get a magic trick than it was here in Cork. Until in one of the libraries in Cork, I came across a book, a very, very good book.
Do you remember the name?
Yes, The Amateur's Magician's Handbook by Henry Hay. So I think it was written in about the 60s. And it's a very good book for, especially for where I was at that time, which was I wanted to explore lots of different areas of magic, because there is lots of different areas of magic. At the moment, what I specialise in is close up and mind reading and mentalism. But I mean, you have stage magic, you have cabaret magic, and you have the big illusions.
You can cut up a woman and cut her in half, can't you? You don't do that.
I don't do that. I mean, that's a very good old traditional thing, and that's what people think of when they think of magician. But I like to consider myself much more contemporary than that. Work with everyday objects.
There's a little boy here, and he's actually distracting the magician. You know the way magicians distract us, right?
Yeah.
He's actually practicing being a magician there, at this early stage. Look, I'm going to leave you, Ger.
This is stunning. It's absolutely gorgeous to meet you.
Thank you so much. Come on. Let me ask you this leading question. Why did you come and join us on Help Portrait Cork? What hooked you in?
Very good. I know a photographer, Roger Overall. I think he's one of the organisers as well, or his wife.
He is.
I've met Roger at a few events, and he thought it'd be good for this event. He's done lots for me. So he put in a call and said, you know, could you be? And I'm more than delighted to be here. You know,
had you ever heard of this before, Help Portrait?
No, honestly, I haven't. No.
Well, look, it's here in Cork. Do you know it was in 60 countries?
I didn't.
60 countries yesterday, right?
Wow.
We're the only place that's doing it in the world, as far as I know today, right? But 60 countries in the world, and every single state in the United States.
That is absolutely fantastic. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair to you, and this is absolutely fantastic. I wasn't expecting anything like this when I came here today. I mean, the organisation, the way everybody's been treated, it is absolutely fantastic. So hats off to everybody involved. It really, really is.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Spectacular.
Look, thank you so much. It's great of you to come along.
If anybody wants any more information, they can go to my Facebook page, which is Ger Kearney the Magician. Put that into, and that's Kearney, and that kind of gives current information and on my magic and what's happening, and also my website gercarney.com.
Okay, thank you ever so much.
Cheers,
well done. Wow. Now I'm walking through the building. I'm just going to stop in a second. I'm looking at people here who I've seen before. They're all queuing up. They've got photo release forms in their hand. They're waiting to get their photographs. We've got the post-production area. Sounds like this. I'm just collecting the sounds, the buzz. Okay, that's it. That's what Help Portrait Cork is like. Sorry.